Back on stage on the Ada track. The first talk today in the Ada room will be about the Luxembourgish attempts to digital sovereignty, to a matrix-based government chat. Mm. And I'm really happy to have Patrick Weber talking about Chat for Lux.
Lux Chat for Gov.
Lux Chat for Gov.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
And Lux Chat.
A warm round of applause to our neighbors from Luxembourg.
Thank you. Thank you. So today I wanted to talk about the Matrix initiatives, and there's more than one, let's put it that way, in Luxembourg. My name is Patrick Weber from the Ministry of Digitalization. Our missions are to drive forward the digitalization of the Luxembourgish public sector. So there's other ministries involved with digitalization in a more broader sense. But what me and my colleagues and our team are doing is kind of trying to do innovative things with new technologies like AI, like decentralized technologies from blockchain, where I'm also working at the national and EU level, and also decentralized federated communication solutions. So, for a bit of history of how this project came about, in 2020 something big happened. Obviously, there was the global COVID crisis, confinement, and one of the main one important constat, like thing that we noticed in the public sector, was that when physical meetings and there was a crisis situation, there were not the Luxembourgish public sector or the state didn't provide to its staff relevant and useful solutions for official but informal communications. So this hierarchy of messaging, I quite like, I stole it from a presentation from last year. This pyramid, so at the bottom you have the really high volume but low importance notifications, spam even, and things like that, that come over SMS, over messaging services. Then you have private and informal communications. Everyone is in multiple chat groups for their kids' school, for their private clubs they're in, and that runs over commercial platforms like WhatsApp, Signal, Slack even in workplaces. Above that you have workplace communications that don't rise to the official level of where you draft an email or even write documents, but just the day-to-day communications. And we didn't really have a solution to offer to our functionaries, to our staff in the public sector, to enable this communication over. And so they used whatever they had at hand. So what they really knew was WhatsApp, Signal, and other those platforms, with all of the drawbacks that come from it. So So we thought we have to do something, and Luxchat for Gov and Luxchat, which I'll explain the difference in a bit, came out of that learning from 2020, that we want to offer a sovereign national communication platform for the public sector, where that's secure and doesn't rely on external players in other countries or even in the United States. As I said already, so key objectives: protect sensitive information, personal data, internal discussions, and facilitate real-time, easy communication across devices. People are used to use their mobile now more and more, obviously. And we didn't really have good solutions back in 2020, even more so than today, for enabling this new kind of working. And so the solution is digital sovereign. It's a national interoperable and secure solution. It's hosted entirely within Luxembourg, and to have control over the data, it's end-to-end encrypted. Obviously, Matrix brings that as one of the main benefits. We also enforce encryption, so we don't have any unencrypted rooms or chats. And it's out of band, and our technical partners that run the solution for us, Lukix, Claude, Nicolas, maybe raise your hand. That's they're the guys actually making this all possible. So they run in their own data centers, which are separate from the Luxembourg state. So in a crisis situation where, and we had a crisis situation where the Luxembourgish public sector network was attacked and was disturbed, this solution will still work and enable crisis communication. So that's another important aspect. As we all know, I think this slide is kind of superfluous with the audience today. There's multiple matrix solutions in the public sector across Europe and worldwide. So I won't go too much in detail in this, but just to make the point that matrix is really emerging as the standard in the public sector in Europe for digital communications, instant messaging. So we did a pilot project in 2020 and 21, identify the keys, the needs of the state entities, test a solution based obviously on Matrix, but also with the Element client. And it was really a small proof of concept to test the solution and see if it could work. Then we launched in 23, thankfully. So this infrastructure is based on the Matrix protocol, on the Synapse server on the server side, and the Element client base, which we forked and adapted to our needs. There were certain security aspects that had to be reinforced, like anti-jailbreak and anti-tampering protections. We removed certain or replaced certain services that with Luxembourgish equivalents, for example, the mapping functionality, sharing the location that we used the Luxembourgish geoportal maps, for example. At the moment, we have over 11,000 users that are active on the service that activated their account. We're quite lucky in the Luxembourgish public sector that we have a unified identity provider infrastructure. So from the prime minister to every fireman, they have the same identity provider, and we can be assured that of their identity. So that, I think, was, and we see that in other countries where there's much more disjointed infrastructure, different ministries, different federal regions have different identity providers, where it makes life a bit harder. For us, that aspect was quite a strong point for Luxembourg. As I said, it offers all the Matrix features and Element features we love. It's obviously available on all the platforms, iOS, Android, web, Fat client. And the scalability can handle 10 to 40,000 users. The total population we're addressing today is about 40,000 potential users. Out of that, 11,000 have activated their accounts, and it's about 3,300 monthly active users. So we kind of reaching towards 10% of our target audience. So. But as I said, it's a very broad range of users. It goes from the prime minister, from all the politicians, down to every single fireman in the country. What's next? So that's kind of the state today, and I'll go a bit more detail into in the whole ecosystem a couple of slides from. But what's going for the government, for the public sector? We already expanded to the education sector for the education staff, all the teachers in primary and high school. And there's also a second phase where we'll extend that to the parents. And I'll come back to how we enable that crossover from the public sector to the private, to the general public, so that we can enable communication between teachers and parents. At the moment, I have two kids, so I'm in like 5 or 6 WhatsApp groups from different classes and different activities just related to school. And it would be really good if we can offer an alternative to the education sector, that they don't rely on these international platforms anymore. We're working on the integration of video conferencing. That's one of the first things people always ask me. Well, why can't we do a conference with 10 people, video chat? So this is we're working on at the moment. We've got it working. Yeah, that's fair to say. There's some bugs to fix, and then we can deploy that. And what I now want to show you is how we move on from this purely public sector focused solution to a whole ecosystem for Luxembourg as a whole. So after the launch of LuxChat for Gov for the public sector, there emerged another initiative to offer very similar solution to the general public in Luxembourg. So anyone in Luxembourg could create an account and use LuxChat based on Matrix using this ecosystem. We also have an identity provider for that called LuxID, which is an aggregation of several large players, commercial players in Luxembourg, for example, the biggest supermarket chain in Luxembourg, the Post, so the telecoms provider, and they've aggregated all of their user bases and offer now through what call it? It's Open ID, so it's based Lux ID. Yeah, it's based on OpenID, so they offer like a federator, so you can log in. If you're a customer of and have an account with any of these big commercial players, and a large percentage of Luxembourg population will have, they now have a LuxID account for their identity, and with that LuxID, they can create an account on LuxChat for the general public. The idea behind this is really to enable lots of business-to-customer use cases that are emerging. So, for example, if you are a customer with Post Luxembourg and you have your mobile phone contracts and your internet contracts, then you could then, instead of calling them or sending an email, could open a chat with them for customer support, for example. And as I said before, government-to-citizen use cases are also important, and I think education is a very good example that we're trying to drive forward so that we can enable the communication on sovereign infrastructure in Luxembourg between the public sector and its citizens. So this slide just so the features are very similar, if not the same, between LuxChat for Gov and LuxChat. The clients are very similar as well. There's two different clients because of the different identity providers and other things. But the features are basically the same. So everything we know, like text, video messages, chat rooms, and hopefully and importantly, there's no advertising. There's no monetization of the users. No tracking, and it's all hosted and operated in Luxembourg. So the consortium of companies that come together to create LuxChat for the general public, they finance the solution so that for the citizens it's free. And this graph, 3 years ago it was much simpler, but it's been growing. Kind of shows the different parts of the ecosystems. So you have LuxChat for the general for the public sector. So we have about 5 home servers right now for different parts of the government. The police, for example, they issued a service mobile phone to all of their agents. So there's about 2,000 mobile phones from the police, Luxembourg police, or 3,000. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. And the police mandated that the policemen on the field have to use on their official phone LuxChat for Gov as communication means. Even the army, Luxembourg army, is starting to use Matrix for their purposes. So there's different home servers, different user populations, and they all federate between each other. And also the user directory is shared between different users in the LuxChat for Gov bubble. Then we have the LuxChat general public, so that's where the general population is. And again, there's different providers, and they're also federated with the LuxChat for Gov, so we can enable use cases where a general public user, LuxChat user, is communicating with someone from LuxChat for Gov. The user directory are not shared, so you can't search a specific as a LuxChat general public user can't find a state user, public sector user, so you have to, but there's other means for finding it. And again, here are the identity providers, Luxembourg State identity provider, LuxID identity provider, and there's also starting now initiatives for doing for professional users, so for businesses to run their own home servers and be integrated into this, in the whole ecosystem. So that's kind of the state of play today in Luxembourg. I just have a couple more slides prepared about more general, and Amandine will touch upon this, I think, also next presentation, the state of play and how we can better, as public sector, use, but also contribute and improve the Matrix ecosystem. Actually, one of the first things that I really find is that in the public sector, we have very specific procurement frameworks, how you can buy services, how you can finance projects, and so on. And these frameworks are not really adapted to open source projects, to projects where you contribute to a general good, to a digital common good, because they're very results-focused, you pay on delivery of results, and the whole ethos of open source is not really found in there. Also, the dichotomy between funding features, so you pay for a feature that you get then and you can use, versus the code, general code maintenance and supporting the project so that it can really sustain. It's not really, that's not really the instruments in the procurement frameworks we have in Luxembourg anyway to do that. Other countries might have, in Germany, there's for example, initiatives for code maintenance where they have starting to have more appropriate funding mechanisms. And also the questions on how we can promote a healthy and diverse ecosystem of actors, business providers, service providers, software providers in the matrix ecosystem, and not always reinforce the role of dominant private entities that play a big role in the ecosystem. And how we can, as independent actors, coordinate this promotion. And there's a new initiative at the European level from the Commission, which is this Digital Commons EDIC. EDIC means European Digital Infrastructure Consortium. It's member countries getting together, each one putting, I think it is, money together in a big pot to be able then to support several projects. And Digital Commons is one of them. I'm involved with another one concerning blockchain. But the Digital Commons one stems out of first collaboration between Germany, France, and the Netherlands, where they already promote open source software and digital sovereignty. And as I said, you have several goals. It's kind of still a bit vague, but we hope that we can do that. And yesterday we had a meeting between different public sector actors with the Matrix Foundation on ways how we can improve also the support and coordination between member countries and their public sector initiatives, because those are big Matrix deployments in Europe and beyond. And then one last thing is we're going to have in Luxembourg on the 18th and 19th of November, there's the Luxembourg Internet Days, which again these two guys are organizing, and we'll have in parallel a hackathon where Matrix meets LuxChat, where we hope to attract people that will bring in new ideas and be able to code and compete in this hackathon. We have prizes, we have Amandine and Matthew will be there as well. Can't remember who's in the jury, so it's going to be hopefully a great event, and we'd hope to see some of you here also perhaps participate in this hackathon. It would be really cool to see you there. That's all I had to say. Thank you for your attention. Is there time for questions? Good.
Okay. Thank you for your great talk. Do we have questions in the audience or in the chat? For those of you in the stream, you can ask questions in #ADA-MC25:matrix.org. Okay. We have a first question in the audience.
Yeah, I wonder what's the state of federation. You had one slide where we could see the LuxChat.gov, regular LuxChat, and on the right seems like the wider Matrix federation. So
they're not. At the moment, we're still on the whitelist, so we are a bubble at the moment in Luxembourg. My hope is that we can at some point federate, but I think that the real issue is the identity and how you would manage spam of when you open the federation to the wider Matrix ecosystem. So we have a very strong identity framework, I think, in Luxembourg, both for the public sector and also for the general public. And obviously, yeah, you have find ways how you can manage identity when you do these chats. Yeah.
But when the left three boxes, the LuxChat.gov, regular LuxChat, and the LuxChat for Business do federate.
Yeah, they do federate. That's okay. Those arrows, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, if they want to. That's... So like a quiz.
So the LuxChat for professionals can federate and communicate with everybody in the world.
Okay, do we have further questions?
Yeah. Good.
Regarding the implementation, was it like a, is it a top-down approach? So was this like a government decision and then all the employees are obliged to use it, or is it by choice?
We can't oblige any other administration ministry to use it. There was a recommendation, the circulaire, so at latter came out that the solution is there and it offers these benefits. There's no legal framework for us to say, well, we don't have it. We don't have a letter from the Prime Minister like in France saying you have to use now Luxchat for Gov for your communications. And we have competition. We have the public sector. We have Microsoft. We have Word or the Office Suite. We have Outlook and we have Teams as well. But as I always say, you can't force people to use something. You can't tell people you can't use something if you don't offer an equivalent or even better alternative. And that's what we're working on, is to hopefully offer a better alternative first before we put the stick.
Okay, any other questions? Does not look like. Thank you so much for
your
great talk.